Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com. Welcome, one and all. This is going to be an interesting show today. We are going to start with something, and we're going to try to be nice. The man to my left, many of us in the Metro Detroit area have charged with ruining college football. No man is more in bed with the networks.
And by many, you mean you.
No, I think there are many listeners.
And by many, you mean you.
Many listeners have also accused you of destroying the sport they once loved. Here's what I was thinking about. In this week, I'm doing all the conference previews with Jim for Cash the Ticket, and it's starting to weigh on Cookies. Like Cookies, he's almost like a guy riding a subway who knows he just dutied in his pants, but no one else knows yet. And then the smell starts to get out there, and people are starting to realize it. That's Jim. Jim is realizing the absurdity of, like, Stanford in the ACC today, or SMU in the ACC, or Jim yesterday totally got the Big 12 wrong. He didn't even realize Arizona was there. So, like, now he's starting to have that embarrassed look on his face. So I thought about how we could use what I'm doing on the podcast for our audience on the main show. You have said for a while, and I don't argue this, we are headed for NFL light. That this is simply the triage room of the ER. You haven't seen the doctor yet. But these conferences are not going to stay this way. The NCAA is not going to be around. And that you will end up with NFL light. So I thought, okay, if arrogant Cookies is even recognizing he may have bleeped himself, I know that arrogant Rico won't. But what if I offered arrogant Rico a forum to reshape the sport in the way he thinks it's headed? So here's what I'm going to do. Kenny is our Feinbaum. He's our SEC honk. He's going to protect old Dixie to the best of his abilities. I am the geography snob, meaning the things I care about most are teams playing from the same region, that generally means your rivalries, that it just makes sense to me. Now, you are our TV guy. You are our Logan Roy. You are the network guy.
Well, so that means you're open for TV ideas.
100%. Huh? So here's what we're doing. David is our ombudsman. We are going to solicit the calls from you guys. And the only ground rule is the following. There are four conferences. Mm-hmm. We are headed for four conferences, or it's two super conferences with four divisions. You choose. The only other rule is every conference must have the same number of member institutions. How many? How little? That is up to you guys.
Okay. I already have a point of order.
What's the point of order? Let's hear it. You're a real problem today. I'm telling you, you're a problem.
I learned from the best.
You're okay? A problem.
As the saying goes, iron sharpens iron. I've worked with you now for 4 years. I've learned.
Problem sharpens problem?
Yeah. Right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I offer you this? Because I thought of, what if we went with 60 teams? It would be 15 teams in four divisions, 15 teams.
Mm-hmm.
What if we went 2 at 16 and 2 at 14?
No.
Okay.
It's just not how this works.
Okay, no. That's why I said, would that be allowable?
No.
That,
the networks,
know?
The networks want balance. The networks want...
I know the... No. I'm the networks. So therefore, I'm telling you, this is what the networks would like. The networks are going to come up with all types of crazy ideas.
Who says 60 is the number? What if it's 80? What if it's 40? Here's what I want. In designing the next version of college football, as we're under 2 weeks from real college football, if you have an idea, a suggestion, or if you want to start putting teams in their divisions, the phone lines are open. 248-539-9797. So the four are going to be north, south, east, west. You can call them whatever you want. But from a geography standpoint, and when you begin drafting teams into these conferences, you're placing them based on the geography and a marriage with the TV networks.
Sounds a lot more like the Michael Vallini thing instead of the TV networks, but okay. The networks will play around.
Kenny, he's a problem.
No, because the networks.
No.
Representing the networks, we've already shown you, we don't care about geography.
You have to care.
We don't. We want to make money. We're here to ruin this thing. We are the Grinch.
David, you're the ombudsman. How are we moving forward?
I have presidents.
He's a problem.
He is a major problem.
He's a problem.
Right now.
He's the guy who won't fasten a seatbelt, and we cannot take off
you
from
know
the
what?
Tarmac.
My freedoms, America.
Get off the plane. David, what would you like to add to the layout here?
All right. So your TV, your geography, and what are you again, Kenny?
Hillbilly loyalty. Kenny only cares about the Southern Division.
I just want to know, do we care about America?
Explain.
Because we have Army, we have Air Force.
There, you have no
we
loyalty.
Have Navy.
No, you have no loyalty to any school. You guys have to establish how many schools are going to be allowed, where's the cutoff, begin filling the slots, and then sticking to the guidelines we're playing by. And the callers can play a role by saying, I want this team in, and then we place them.
This is not an SEC point of order, but this is a this game point of order. Notre Dame doesn't want to join a conference.
Too bad.
So they're going to have to. We can't just out of spite go, no, you didn't want to be a part of our game. Now you can't.
The networks are offering, RICO's offering so much money, Notre Dame can't say
I was
no.
going to say, this might be a RICO question.
Oh, I'm allowed to speak. Oh, okay.
What was the TV question? Point of order. I was asking you a question.
Kenny.
I'm sorry.
He's a problem.
He's a problem.
What was the question? I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, thank you so much. Jeez. You know what, Mike? He's a problem.
He's a problem.
I said Notre Dame is in. We're not kicking them out because of spite.
Notre Dame is in.
Fair enough.
What you have to establish is the next phase of college football, the money will be so large, even Notre Dame won't be able to.
You're right. You can't afford to just sit this one out. The deal, yeah, you better take this deal because if not, congratulations, you're going to be playing Wayne State.
So why don't we start with this before we begin placing teams? I want to ask the listeners and I want to ask all of you guys. 248-539-9797. How many teams make the Super Conference? How many teams make the next edition of college football? Something that I absolutely believe happens before 2030. How many? Is it 40? 60? 80? Somewhere in between? How many teams make it when this thing actually, when finally the MAC is gone and the Mountain West is gone and the ACC dies and we get to what it's really going to be, the NFL Lite. Start with that answer. Think it over. How many teams are we working with before we get into who we're working with? Then we begin the placement of geography, Rico weighing out TV angle. I want to know because, guys, it's not staying this way.
Hold on. Yeah. I'll run that past him. Okay.
Got Kenny, he's a problem. 248-539-9797. Just tell me the number. How many teams should make the College Football Super League that we're all going to be enduring in the near term? We'll get to it next, 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.